Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody out there in this world. We thank and praise God today that God is still in control and able to bless you today. We ask that you, amen, listen to Trinity as the Lord has given us a message today that Jesus is Lord. Amen. Jesus is Lord. Amen. We thank and praise God for that message. Amen. We see here that Jesus is the one that we need to look into and be saved, amen, because that's what God said. Look unto me and be saved, because God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, letting you know that he loves you and he cares about you. So therefore, amen, he gave his only begotten son, amen, and whomsoever believes in him should not perish but have an everlasting life. How would you like to have life eternal? We see here today, friends, that you need to come and let Christ bless your soul today while you have an opportunity, praise God. We see here, and in the scriptures, amen, we're going to be getting to that. We want to give an honor to, amen, our Apostle C. Calvin, our board of bishops, in particular my pastor also, and Bishop Adrian Shaw, praise God. And we thank and praise God for him. Bishop Adrian Shaw Jr., amen, of Jesus Saved Through Faith, Church of God, the Valley, located here in Tampa, Florida, on Osmond and 22nd Street. And you know today that you could come and visit us, and we'd be glad to have you and show you the power of God as it works inside our services and through the Word of God. We thank and praise God for you today. Amen. As we go on, praise God. Amen. We'd like to get your attention in Ephesians. Amen. But let's go to Philippians, amen, 2, where it says here, amen, Philippians 2, amen, we're going to be going into Philippians 2. It says, wherefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name, which is above every name. So you think about that, amen, which is above everything, every name that you can name, praise God. We see the, and then as we go, it says that at the name of Jesus, amen, which the Hebrew word is Yeshua. Amen. At the name of Yeshua, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth, praise God. Amen. And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, amen, this Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The God the Father. Amen. Amen. Think about that. So God said he gave not his glory to another, but his Jesus, Yeshua. Amen. In the old form, they call him Yahweh. Amen. So we see here that Jesus is Lord. Amen. He's the Lord of all. He's the Lord from heaven, praise God. We thank and praise God for you viewing in, knowing that he is Lord. He is the one. He is the true Lord, amen, from heaven. Amen. He's a true He is God in flesh, praise God. We thank him, praise God for him. Amen. You know, I just think about the goodness, you know, that what he's done for me. Amen. How he was pierced in the side and blood came out of the side, came blood and water for my sins. Amen. How he was whipped and beat, all right, and smited. Think about it, praise God. You know, how he did this. You know, that's something, isn't it? Has given him a name above every name. Amen. And Jesus received his name by inheritance, through inheritance. His name was above every name. That's a good name. Let's look at, let's go to Hebrews. Praise God. And let's go to Hebrews. As we go into Hebrews, I'm going to look at that one. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hebrews chapter 1. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 1. Okay, and look at the roundabout. Amen. About the fourth. Being made much, so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Praise God. We see that you can receive that. A lot of us receive our name by inheritance. But Jesus did also, praise God, that he received this name, a more excellent name than they, than all the angels, and all the things called. Every mean every. Every mean all. Amen. So we see here that you must come to Christ while you got an opportunity to see him. And then you got an opportunity, you're going to see him again if you believe and trust in him. Amen. And repent of your sins, praise God. So we see that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I said that, praise God. That whomsoever believes in him should not perish but have an everlasting life. Amen. And we see it today through this Jesus that we talk about. Amen. Amen. Our Yeshua. Did you know Yeshua means salvation? Amen. And when we say Yahushua, I mean Yah, which is God, is our Savior. He has become our Savior. Amen. So, in other words, the scripture, you know, in the Hebrew text, amen, they call God, you know, as we see it, amen, Yahweh, amen. Well, Jesus is Yahweh in flesh. Amen. He is the great God from heaven, the great Yahuwah in him. It was all in him. Amen. The express image. So in other words, by the great God, or our great Father, being a spirit, all right, if he had a came down to earth, he couldn't withstand him. All right. But yet he created, gave a seed to Mary, which is her real name, is Miriam. I mean, that's in Hebrews. All right. We see that he was given this name, meaning, you know, we call it Jesus, but it was really Yeshua, amen, which means, amen, salvation. So we see here today, all right, he should save his people from their sins, all right? The only way you can get saved is believing in the name of Yeshua, Jesus. And then, so we see a lot of, I see people say that, well, you know, Jesus has name has no significance, but I believe that what God has done. See, I know God is far more intelligent than man. Amen. And he can understand. All right. You know, so we see here through the translations and the transliterations that they tried to do. Amen. But we have the name Jesus. But we see here today, amen, that name include us. Amen. Think about it. He was the mind of Christ. God was in us. See, man tried to do things off his way, amen, but God has a way of doing things his way. Praise God. Amen. So we see here today, you must come to Christ while you have an opportunity. You must come to that Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the anointed one, the Messiah. Amen. The Messiah. So he is the one that we should be looking into. Amen. We need to, show his name, believe on his name, praise God, and let God bless our souls through his name. Amen. So we see this today. That's the way we be baptized. We are baptized, and that's the name we should be praying in. Amen. Amen. So we see him. We should be baptized in the name. Amen. So we see it. We should look at this. So you, if you haven't been going down in water baptism, you still have your Adamic sin on you. The sin of Adam still on you. So we see her today. You need to come and let Christ bless your soul. Let him heal your body. All right, let's go a little deeper. So then we see that the name of Yeshua, amen, means Savior, salvation, all right? And we see, amen, HaMashiach, amen, meaning just like Christ, the anointed one. So we need to look closely about that name and study about it. Amen. So we see here today that you need to come to Jesus while you have an opportunity. Amen. And tell him your sorrows, tell him your problems, tell him your shortcomings, and admit and repent of your sins and come to Jesus Christ. Amen. Let him bless your soul. So many times people have so many problems about what's going on. They have many problems. Amen. They got anger problems. They got problems because somebody done something to them. Amen. And then when they seeking revenge, that person that done something to them control their lives. But we see here that you need to let things go and give it to Christ. You let things go and give those things to Christ, God will bless you. But what happens is a lot of times we have the tendency of holding on to bad things, memories and things that people have done to us, and there's no help there. You know, there's no rest there. You got to have some rest. Man, you must have the rest. So if you want to enter into his rest, you need to have Christ in your life. You need to have Jesus in your life, praise God. You need to have this thing. I mean, you need to know that he is Lord and Lord of all, praise God. But a lot of people don't understand that. Is that they want to take things in their own hands a lot of times, and next thing you know, they end up hurting somebody, killing somebody, and somebody going to jail, somebody going to prison, somebody end up dead and all this stuff. So we see here, you need to come to Christ. If you let somebody else control your life because of what they done to you, you need to seek something differently, praise God. You need to find another way. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. Amen. So, and then he said, he that has seen me has seen the Father. Amen. So you think about those things. I'm letting people know they need to change their life. All right. I tell people sometimes, you got to get on with your life. Amen. You got to get on with your life. All right. You can't be worried about what somebody done to you and all this different stuff. You know, what a person said about you and all that stuff. Amen. You have to, you know, take into consideration when you ain't got anger bottled up in you and you got problems bottled up all up into you, people that have done something for you. I've seen women who men has done wrong, all right, they became hard. Now that's sad. That's sad. All right. They have gotten hard and they begin to be like men. All right. And this is sad. And I've seen men, all right, because of something that happened to them, they begin to get soft. What kind of stuff is that, really? All right. So we see here, you know, be a man if you're a man. Be a woman and feminine and fine if you're a woman. All right. Be pretty. Amen. So, you know, but here a lot of times you find people get into these different issues. All right, people get bothered up and doing things. Well, because my mama did something to me, I'm like this. Oh, come on now. I heard that so many times. Because my stepdad did this to me and so forth. Yeah. All right, but you got to move on. You got to get up from there and put your faith in Christ and let God bless your soul. Amen. You know, so sometimes we get hurt. Sometimes we're going to have to cry. Sometimes you have to cry sometimes. Sometimes you got frustration. Sometimes you got people that getting into your, that came in your life and then lied to you, then stole from you, then cheated on you, then did all kinds of stuff. But you have to get on and get over it. And because other than that, you let them people control your life. So we see here today, through the name of Jesus, amen. You know what? I look unto the Jesus. I look unto the Lord. For I know who is in Jesus, who was Jesus when he was walking this earth. Amen. His name was Yeshua. Amen. So we see here, you need to come while you have an opportunity, while you're still alive and breathing, to come. And there are some people. People do things to people that cause one to want to commit suicide. All right? So I'm telling you today, friend, you need to look into Christ and be saved, because you could be saved through him. He can help you. But it's the Lord. We have to pray. Amen. We got to set ourselves to seek the Lord. The Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Amen. Let the wicked man forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And that's what it is. When people are wicked, all right, they try to dig a grave for somebody else and they end up falling into it. You know, emotionally speaking, all right, and sometimes realistically speaking. So we think about that. All right, so the name of Jesus. Amen. Give him your care. Give him your problems. Get on your knees. You know what's the problem is? Too many people is so proud. It's just every proud. But God hates a proud look. He hates a proud look. A proud look will get you in trouble with God. All right. And a lying tongue and all these different things. It will get you in trouble with God. You know what? Because you're too proud to say, Lord, it was me. I've done this thing. If you married a person that no good, you got to think about it. So you married that person, although they committed to you, you married that person, see, and they married you, right? And then you get hard and frustrated because of the way he's doing or what he's been doing and so forth. But you got to remember, you made the pick. And then I thought to a brother, before, he would go out and party and everything, leave his wife home with the children and everything, and she get tired and she get messed, go get messed. See, that's where the devil gets in the thing. Alright, how you expect to be right if your wife ain't? How you expect to be right, your wife to be right if you ain't right? Come on, man, let's tell the truth. Praise God. Amen. So we see you today. You must come. Amen. I'm letting you know that we had Osborne in 22nd, praise God. Osborne in 22nd in Tampa, Florida. Amen. It's at Jesus Saved Through Faith, Church of God, the Bowery, right on the corner at the light of Osborne and 22nd, right across from the Tampa Family Healthcare Center there. Amen. Just come and visit us, praise God. Let God bless your soul. Maybe you might be sick. Maybe you might have an emotional problem. Maybe you might have a problem that you can't solve. But it's time for you to come. Let us pray for you. And let us talk with you. Let us counsel you. Amen. Why don't you come, praise God, right here in Tampa, Florida. Amen. Amen. Let God bless you. He can heal your body. He can touch you right there. Amen. So we ask that you come out and visit us, praise the Lord. Now, praise the Lord, we see here that you need Christ in your life. I tell people, say, you're going to need Christ. You're going to need the anointed one in your life. You're going to need him. Amen. So we see here, come on to Christ. Don't tarry. Don't wait. Come on, let God bless your soul through him. Amen. For in him dwell all fullness of the Godhead body. Jesus is Lord and Lord of all. Amen. In him dwell all fullness of the Godhead body. So we see that you must come to Jesus while you have that opportunity. He is Lord. Amen. The only one that suffered and died for you. Amen. It wasn't all these other people. It wasn't Confucius. It wasn't, Muhammad. It wasn't even Peter. All right. But it was Jesus. It wasn't even Paul. But we see here, it was Jesus that died. I mean, Yeshua, HaMashiach, amen, that died on the cross for you. Amen. And suffered for you. You need to come and let the Lord bless your soul. See, a lot of people don't understand, but you got to come. The Bible says he was in the world, and the world was made by him. When God was in the world, God was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not, and that's what's wrong with the world now today. All right? They're turning their back on Christ. They're turning their back on Yeshua. They're turning their back on him. Amen. They're turning their back on him. So we see here today, amen, that we need people that will be serious with God. Amen. So, because see, the devil is the god of this world. You look at TV and see all the stuff that these people are doing. Lust, they're running after lust and money. The devil is the devil carried Jesus to the top of a mountain, told him he'd give it all. He even set him up on the top of the temple, right? The tabernacle up there. So, and then he tells him, you just bow down and worship me. Why? Because the devil is the god of this world, the prince of the air. All right, so he's controlling things, and you look what's going on right now. You can see it right now with all these, promiscuous shows going on, people being promiscuous, and people being, they're going out there worshiping themselves and homosexuality, all these different things, and they don't even know that they're going to hell. Some of them do. Amen. They think it's gonna be all right. They think they're gonna get a save at the deathbed or something. It don't work that way. I hear people talk about, tell other people, say, just believe. Why you finna die? So just believe now. So I believe. But let me tell you something. I know God can save people, but don't take that chance right there on your deathbed. I tell you right now. And that person was telling this other. Pastor, he's saying, the lady was telling me inside the grocery store, and she said, well, what about the thief on the cross? And he told us, you ain't no thief on the cross. You a sinner in the store. You got time to repent. You got time to be baptized. You got time to believe and have faith and exercise your faith in the Lord. Here it is, you out there, you know, you want to do any of all these crazy things. All right, then you go holler about the thief on the cross. God is not mocked. Now, you see what I'm saying? Well, man, reap, he will sow. Well, man, so he will reap. That's what it is. So we see here today, all right, you need to come to Jesus. Come to Christ. Amen. The anointed one, the one we call, we know as Yeshua, HaMashiach. Amen. The one we know first off as Yahushua. Why? Because he has that name, Yah. Amen. Yahweh. Yah. Amen. Which means Yah will save you. Amen. So God, back in the old days, they called him, said, Yah. It's my salvation. It's salvation. He is salvation. Because God said, listen to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, all the earth. So you want to be saved, you got to look to him. Praise God. You want to get out of eternal damnation, you need to come to him. Praise God. And we see here today that you need Christ while you have an opportunity. Amen. Let him touch your soul. Let him bless you. You know, I preach without money, without getting money and all these different things. Amen. And I haven't been asking people for anything much at all because I'm a real preacher. Amen. I wanna serve the Lord. Amen. But you know, I tell people, say, I won't turn down nothing, but you know why? Because it could be if you hand me something or give me something, all right, for financial support or anything like that, guess what? All right, I take it because the Lord has shown me when you don't take it, you cut off their blessing. You cut off people really their blessing when you don't take things that they are gift that they're giving you. And I'm not asking you for anything now, but I realize where Elijah. Amen. That lady was blessed when she made him that cake, the first one. And she had flowers to go back and get meals, for, you know, get what she had her resources. Yeah, but what happened? People, a lot of times, they fail to give. And, you know, I say, you know, I believe in giving. And it's a blessing to give. Amen. I told some people, I believe in giving. Amen. To worthy causes. And to help people, and that's what I do. But I thank and praise God for this opportunity to talk to you. Amen. So you can call us 813-403-2840. That's Elder Braxton. Amen. 813-403-2840. Let you know that we love you and we care about your souls and we want you to come to our church and get blessed. Amen. So I believe in evangelism. I believe in going out talking to people. I believe in street meetings and tent meetings. I believe in all those things where we can go out and just talk with people. Street rallies, open air street rallies where we can go out and talk to people. We thank and praise God for you. Amen. For listening in. And, you know, remember, go out and tell somebody about Jesus. Tell the good news. Spread the good news about our great Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach. Amen. That you must go down in water baptism in his name. So we see here today that you need to come. Amen. And we love you. And we care about your soul. Amen. So we see here today that you need to come. Amen. We got great things. We have service on Friday nights. Praise God. Right now we're in prayer. You know, I think it's 20 days.